We are continuing with the second part of Back to the Beginning. Many years ago, I read a story about a boy who picked up a strange little object on the street. It was shaped like a horseshoe, and it had a mysterious name written on it. The boy tried to pronounce the name, but failed. He tried again and again. Then one day, as he said the word a different way, the object began to grow in his hand. It became bigger and bigger, until at last the horseshoe was as big as a doorway. He stepped through it and found himself in a foreign country, far across the sea. Day by day, using this horseshoe, he visited all sorts of strange places. Then he thought he would like to see how people lived long ago. So, as he whispered the magic word to the horseshoe, he said he would like to visit Rome in the days of the Caesars, and presto, there he was. Of course, it was only a made-up story, but it does give us an idea. Would you like to go and see what the world was like back in the very beginning of time? You would? All right, let's imagine that there is an archway through which we can pass and travel back across the years. Steady now, careful. Now we are going through it. Everything around us is fading away. Chairs, table, carpet, radio set are all disappearing. Faces are growing dim. Lights are going out. It's getting darker and darker. Swiftly, we speed back across the years. It's like being in a rocket plane. We streak over hundreds and thousands of years in a moment. Past the time when Jesus lived on earth. Past the time of David. Past the time of Abraham. And past the time of Noah. Past the time of Adam. Oh dear, how dark it is. We can't see anything. All about us, it is pitch black. Not a glimmer of light anywhere. Not the tiniest candle. Not the faintest star. Only darkness and night. But we can hear something. It is the swishing, gurgling sound that water makes, just as we have heard it many a time at the seaside or when boating on a lake. Water and darkness, as the Bible says. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Of a sudden, we realize we are not alone. Somebody is here. We know it. We feel it. Amid the darkness, the emptiness, the loneliness, God is here. The Spirit of God is moving upon the face of the waters. God is looking upon the world He has created, planning what He will do with it. Suddenly, from somewhere, we cannot tell where, we hear a voice. Musical, strong, resonant, unlike any voice we have heard before. It commands the darkness to give place to light. Instantly, the darkness vanishes. We can see again. Not very far, only a few feet, a few yards perhaps, because all around us is a thick mist. But how wonderful is the light after the dark. There's no blue sky, no bright sunshine, only a sort of brilliant fog. And under it, water. Water everywhere. No land, just this vast, restless, heaving ocean. Not a man or a woman, nor a boy, nor a girl, nor a bird or an animal. No, not even a fish in the sea. Only light in the mist and on the water. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The first day, the very beginning of everything in this old world, the beginning of time, the beginning of history, the beginning of all the happiness and sorrow of mankind. For it was on this day that the great and loving Creator, with a wonderful purpose in mind, drew near this blacked out planet, dark little speck in space, and said, "Let there be light."